This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scranton Nanny here on The Fan. Expected to be joined in moments by our pal Will Montgomery, longtime offensive lineman in the net. Got a conversation about Samaje Perine in a moment. This is a GP special, one of my favorite things where he gets a little lightning bolt. And it gets like a little bit of terminology that becomes institution. And what I mean by that is a guy or the guy. That's the conversation we'll have on this very radio program in approximately 15 minutes time.
I think it's a good debate on Samaje Perine, Danny, because he has played really well back-to-back weeks.
Yes.
To the point where there's starting to be a feeling that maybe they have their running back. I think prematurely. And I also don't think I've seen enough that I love that a lot of other guys couldn't have done to say he's special, he's a unique talent, he's a game changer in any way. But 117 and 100 yards the last two games, they haven't had anyone do that since Alfred Morris back in 2013. He's playing well. So want to see if people think this is just a nice stretch. Guys have had nice stretches. Or if he can actually do it. We're closing in on Thursday Night Football. Want to also today get into our gut feel on the game. Because I actually, for the first time in a few weeks, think the Redskins win this weekend.
I got that splinter of fear. Now, everybody makes fun of me because I'm a doomsday prepper and, you know, I'm always chicken littling and always predicting the Redskins to lose, and they do most of the time, and I guess I'm right in that way. But I've got this weird, the Redskins should win. Here's what the feeling I have, and I'll spoil it a little bit. Remember how Bruce Allen wouldn't stop talking about the Giants game to end the season? Right? We shouldn't have lost that Giants game. Like, couldn't get over it. I think this is going to be the game. That's the feeling I've got. That this is the game that they'll reference as to why some decision gets made or not made.
Let's go to our buddy Will Montgomery on the hotline. How was your dentist appointment, Will?
Oh, it was great. Everybody loves going to the dentist. Is that right?
It's my favorite place. I think it's everybody's favorite place.
I do not care for it.
No, it's not as fun. No. Hey, so
it wasn't as bad as going just after Halloween, so I had about a month or so to get all that sugar out of my system.
There you go. That's better. I wanted to have you on for a bunch of reasons, but Alfred Morris against the Redskins this weekend brings up some memories for me of your time with the team plowing the way for a 1,600-yard back as a rookie. But you told us a story this weekend at Fox about the present that he got the offensive line. So give us the detailed version of that story as you guys were pressing him throughout the year to get a present and then what he actually delivered.
Right. Well, you know, as you just mentioned, you know, his rookie season, he had, you know, over 1,600 yards rushing, second leading rusher behind only Adrian Peterson that year. And he ended up making the Pro Bowl. So as any greedy offensive line across the league, you kind of look and you see Reggie Bush getting his guys segues, and you hear other stories of like Rolexes and things like that. So as, you know, an offensive line group between myself and Steiger and Chester and Columbus and, you know, Trent, we were kind of looking around and we're like, well, I wonder if we getting anything in the cards for us. Usually when your quarterback or your running back make the Pro Bowl, there's a little something in it for the O-lineman. So we were kind of waiting, you know, to see what would happen. And we all knew that Alfred is a conservative guy, you know, late round draft pick. He drove the beater car in and all that. So I don't think we were expecting anything too special, you know, maybe a nice little dinner out or something. But, you know, as time is going by and we're realizing that I don't think he's actually going to get us anything, I just jokingly said, hey, man, like you need to at least get us some Rice Krispie treats, you know, kind of as a joke. And then literally the next day, as we're about to go to an away game, in comes Alfred with a double batch of homemade Rice Krispie treats. So that was our gift for you know, paving the way for his 1,600-yard season and his Pro Bowl appearance. The O-line got a nice batch of Rice Krispie treats.
Now, did a secondary present like an Xbox or something ever come, or was it just the Rice Krispie treats cooked in his kitchen?
Yeah, from Alfred. Alfred, it was just the Rice Krispie treat. So that, I mean, that he at least did acknowledge and, you know, give us a present, so we can't knock him for just totally dissing us. But yeah, so he got us the Rice Krispie treats. It wasn't exactly Segways or, I don't know, whatever cool present is out there. I know you hear stories of the Cowboys O-line the last year or two getting these crazy ATV vehicles. So, but we got Rice Krispie treats, and they were very delicious, might I add.
Delivered in a 1988 Mazda, or whatever the heck it was. I love that story so much. Let's go into this Dallas matchup for tomorrow.
Well, before we do that, can I ask one more question?
Sure, you can.
Did Robert Griffin, he got you guys Xbox Ones, right?
Yes, he did give us Xboxes.
And you played with Peyton Manning, Jay Cutler, some other guys. What are some of the best and, like, worst quarterback gifts you've gotten?
Well, Peyton Manning actually got the starting O-line unit and a couple of the reserves, a big, huge, like, 5-foot painting of ourselves, like an action mural shot. So I had this big, huge oil, you know, painting. I don't know what the street value of it is, but I think it cost him several thousand per guy. Jay Cutler got everybody these nice Bison coolers, which is the rival of the Yeti. So these really, you know, expensive coolers that probably cost somewhere between $500 and $1,000. And he also got us some Apple watches and some other things. So I think Jay Cutler spent, you know, well over $1,000 a guy. You know, earlier in my career, you know, there was, you know, with Chad Pennington and, you know, DeLome and some of those guys, there would always be some kind of token, you know, gift from the electronics store, whether it was like a Blu-ray player or whatever, you know, just some kind of thing like that. So probably the coolest gift, I think, now whenever I go in my basement, I can look at like a 5-foot mural of myself in Denver Broncos garb about to snap the ball.
That's pretty good. That's a Peyton special. Am I alone in loving that kind of behind the scenes, like seeing which guys get what presents?
I don't know. I like the Alf story. I found myself not as interested in what Jay Cutler did. Maybe
really?
That's me. Maybe I'm weird.
Oh, I'm all in on that kind of stuff. Love it.
So, all right, let me go to this game tomorrow. Can we do that? I want to talk Cowboys tomorrow. This offensive line hasn't been doing what we're used to seeing them do. Now, Alfred Morris is still running the ball okay, but you've seen some pressure. Dak Prescott hasn't been as good. What's going on with this Cowboys offensive line? Is it not as good as it's been in the past, or is it the other stuff going on?
Well, I think in general, if you look from a year ago, I think the Cowboys have downgrades at left guard and right tackle. So right off the bat, you know, there's a couple of pieces that aren't as good as last year. You know, obviously your Cowboys left tackle this year has been in and out with injuries. Last week, the Cowboys right guard, the all-pro Zach Martin, he left the game early with a concussion. You know, I think he is supposedly making progress this week, but basically, you know, they're all-pro left tackle and they're all-pro right guard are a little bit banged up. And in general, you have downgrades at left guard and right tackle. You know, their center is still playing well, but, you know, there's just a lot of kind of moving pieces and injured guys as well, which may be contributing to that.
Yeah, Redskins know all about that. How about preparing for the Cowboys and Sean Lee? I mean, you played against him. It just seems like when he's on the field as an inside linebacker, they stop the run and they're a good defense. And when he's not there, they're a completely different group.
Right. You know, I have a lot of respect for Sean Lee. He's easily, you know, a top five, if not top two or three inside linebacker in the NFL. You know, he's very hard to block. You know, pre-snap, I feel like he knows your plays that you're about to run. I don't know if you guys may not obviously know this, but when you're in your actual practice, sometimes they give the scout team defense the play you're going to run just so you get, like, a real competitive look in practice. I feel like, you know, when we were playing Sean Lee, somebody gave him like our top 10 or top 15 script, because right when the ball is snapped, he is instantly running to wherever, you know, if we're running zone, power, counter, wherever play that we're running, he runs there like a bullet, you know, like a beeline. And whoever is not, you know, whoever his replacement is not going to be nearly as good as Sean Lee, unless they can somehow get Luke Kuechly to come in and play for the Cowboys this week. So whoever the backup linebacker is for the Cowboys will be a big drop-off from Sean Lee.
Our buddy Will Montgomery with us here on Grant and Danny. Will, two of the last 3 weeks, the Redskins have run for their number two and number three highest rushing totals over the course of the season. The Rams, 229 yards, remains the leader. What have you seen different these last 2 weeks? Pirine's looked pretty good.
No, I think that, you know, he has looked really well. And one of the things that, you know, is always the case with the running game is you have to be – the score has to be close. So if for whatever reason you get down two or three touchdowns, then right there you have to eliminate your running game. So as long as the Redskins keep it within, I don't know, 10 or 14 points, they can continue to run their regular game plan. And they realize the Redskins do not want to sit back and drop back and throw the ball 40, 50 times in the game, because – good things can happen, but also disastrous things can happen if you rely on your second, third string offensive line unit to protect and hold up that well. So a lot of times, you know, when you do run the ball, you're going to get some zeros, so maybe some minus one, some plus one. But if you can, you know, the whole history, and I know you don't like, you do the pushing match over there, Danny. I know you hate running the ball regardless of the down in situation, but you really do have to wear down that defense. And then like my, basically, I just go on, you know, the Fox, me and Grant every Saturday morning, I basically say the same spiel every time. You need to run the ball, wear them down. It sets up your play action. It's easier on the protection. So if they can do that, I think that's, you know, a good recipe to win.
Well, I will see you this weekend ahead of another Redskins stretch run, hopefully after another Thursday night win. Sunday morning, you can watch Will Montgomery on Fox at 7:30 a.m. Much appreciate the time, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Monty.
All right, enjoy catching up.
Absolutely. Good talking to you. Go eat some Rice Krispie treats. Maybe Alf will make them for you again. I just wanted to go down memory lane because Alfred Morris is taking on the Redskins this weekend.
I know. It still kills me to see that star on his helmet, man. I love Alfred Morris.
Samaje Perine is having some Redskins fans fall in love with him recently. Is he a guy or the guy? We'll discuss next.
You know who's not eating Rice Krispie treats? You and me. Not something that's part of repertoire anymore, GP, because we are EMP180 weight loss guys. We've lost over 100 pounds combined. We've done it because of their help. I would not be here if it wasn't for EMP180 weight loss. I would not be at the weight I'm at. I would not be at the health level that I'm at. I know you feel the same way.
Yeah, I absolutely do. What I love about EMP180 weight loss is that it's changed how I view kind of the number that is your weight.
Mm-hmm.
I can get on a scale and see what that number is. I have no idea what's going on in my body. They tell you because they use the same equipment at their facilities as sports teams do. Find out your percentage of body fat, percentage of muscle. So if I eat clean for a week but I don't lose weight, I might have higher muscle, lower fat, and actually be a lot healthier. That's an important thing. EMP180weightloss.com is where you've got to go. You can call them as well. You got to get started. I started in mid-December last year. I'm coming up on 1 year.
855-888-0180, or as Grant said, EMP180weightloss.com. Take control. Schedule your consultation today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.